This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, should we make you guess who's singing that? I wonder how many people in the audience actually know. Carl played this one on me yesterday, and I guessed it correctly.
You did.
It
I was impressed.
James Bond, Sean Connery.
From Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that a great song, and what a great way to lead into our next guest. He is Michael Quinn. He is, of course, president of the Ancient Order of Hibernians from St. Louis County, and he's about to tell us a little bit more about the parade coming up in Dogtown, the annual St. Patrick's Day parade on Monday, the 17th of March. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. A busy time for you right now, right?
Oh, my gosh. We had safety meeting last night for the floats. We've got all kinds of activities for today. We got the Irish Heritage flag raising today at 11 o'clock at City Hall for Irish Heritage Month for the month of March. That's going to be a great event to go down there and check that out. And we have hoses, handcuffs, and hard hats, which is another fundraising event for our local union and civic leaders and firefighters and police officers. That's tonight at 6 at the Electricians Hall. That's a great event. Come on down and check it out. It's usually jam-packed, so that's a wonderful event.
Is that open to the public?
Yes, sir.
And yep. Where's the Electricians Hall? That's not the one on Hampton, right?
Right,
that's
off of Hampton and Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Hampton and Elizabeth. All right. I was trying to remember where
just
it was.
East of Hampton on Elizabeth.
Okay.
Well,
good to know.
And
the
south of 44.
Okay. And the one downtown, then, the flag raising is over here by City Hall on Market Street, right?
Yep. Right by the giant flagpole. They'll start gathering today about 10 o'clock, and they get all the dignitaries and stuff. And flag's supposed to go up at 11 a.m. sharp, which sometimes Irish time we're not exactly early on time, but we're supposed to be 11 o'clock sharp. So,
well, I love it.
That's a good thing.
Kim St. Ange, have you ever been to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dogtown?
I don't think I have, and I have Irish in me, so I really should, of all people,
be there
to celebrate.
Yeah.
But
Come on down and find us. We'll put you on a float. You guys should do a mobile a radio spot or something.
Like a giant paper mache of your head, Mark, like Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation.
There is a time when the technology wouldn't have allowed that, but these days you could just about do it on a cell phone. It's pretty crazy how good the technology
right.
is. So give people a preview of what's going to be coming up on the 17th and get maybe a little rundown on when you're recommending people try to show up, because inevitably you need to kind of plan for that day just because of how crowded they get over there in Dogtown.
100% plan ahead. First thing you want to do is check the weather so you dress appropriately, and then you want to probably make sure that you know where you want to park, which is probably off of Manchester. There's a whole gigantic Kmart parking lot and stuff down there that's at the far end, Manchester and Tam, or the opposite end would be Tam in Oakland, which would be Forest Park. It's all of Forest Park. You can park for free. Stay away from the zoo parking lot because that's only going to have one way to get in, and that would turn you into a nightmare.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I would parade kicks off at 11. I would suggest being where you want to be before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
And taking into account that a lot of people start getting there at 7 and 8 because they're establishing territory.
That's like the ball drop in New York City.
My gosh, crazy.
People getting there. You better wear a diaper.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I did that once years ago. Man, you're not kidding there. That's yeah, right.
What, you wore a diaper years ago? Is that what you were saying?
No, like, not that. But oh,
Michael, you can admit it. It's okay. Don't be ashamed.
I am getting older, but I don't know about that.
So I told Michael the other day that when we talked that I can remember the first time I left my job, my morning show at Channel 4, and I decided I was going to the parade because I knew some friends that were going to be there. It was my first time. It was back in the 90s, and I completely misjudged the traffic problem because clearly I didn't get off work early enough, and I got down there and I had to park, I don't know, way down off Manchester Road. I was huffing and puffing trying to get up the hill to where the parade was, and I get up there and it was like, it was four or five people deep to the street because, as he mentioned, people get there early. They set up their lawn chairs. They established their positions, and they weren't giving them up for anything. So they'd been there for hours, hadn't they, Michael?
Yes, sir. They do, and they... They're getting more creative now. They've got little fences up. People bring couches. People bring all kind of expanded chairs and, I mean, umbrellas. I mean, they get pretty creative. So if you want a spot and you want to be in your favorite spot, get there early and establish territorial dominance. That's all I can tell you.
Who's being honored in the parade this year?
We got the guys from the Irish Airs are our Grand Marshal. We have some dignitaries, like Governor Keogh is going to be there, and we do have some invitations out to Chief Tracy, Mayor Jones, Greg Daly. I'm probably forgetting one in the middle of all that, but those are kind of the high dignitaries at the moment.
I was going to say, in the middle of a mayor's race, you shouldn't have any trouble getting politicians.
You would think not, but I think her schedule is probably pretty crazy, so we're just waiting to try and coordinate.
I would guess. Michael Quinn with the Ancient Order of Hibernians annual St. Patrick's Day parade flag raising this morning downtown at 11, and then you got the event tonight at 6 o'clock at the Electricians Hall there off of Hampton. So, Michael, best of luck with everything, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. And come on down. If you need a float, come get me.
Awesome. I'll send her down there. I appreciate that. I'm unfortunately going to be out of town, and I can't go this year. That it hits the same week as my daughter's spring break, so I'm out of luck. You could go, Kim, if you really wanted to.
Well, we still have time before you leave for vacation to make that paper mache of you, your head,
for
the float.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No. A big head. That's all I need is a bigger head.
Get more at 971talk.com.